I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. And now, some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Dr. Sharon Brangman, Division Chief of Geriatrics and the Director of the Central New York Alzheimer's Disease Assistance Center at Upstate, shares what she tells loved ones about when and how to take the car keys away.
So this is a big issue that we deal with every day because driving is such a marker of independence, but there comes a time when it's no longer safe for someone to be behind the wheel. One of the things that can often be a telltale sign are dents in the car or other things that just can't be explained. Sometimes people will start to get a bunch of tickets and other citations. Sometimes an easy marker would be when the adult child rides with their parent or loved one and they are concerned about how the person is driving. And the biggest marker is, would you put your children, I mean the adult children, would they let their grandkids drive with that person? And if the answer is no, then we certainly are concerned. We also have to separate some of the physical issues of aging that might impair our ability to drive from the cognitive issues also. So the cognitive issues can affect someone even when they're younger. And we know that when you have a memory problem, you're at much greater risk for having an accident. But that's a little bit different from understanding the ability to mechanically drive a car versus making complex decisions and judgments behind the wheel. And that can be hard to tease out at times. But it is a very big issue, and we hear about accidents and problems all the time in the news related to older drivers. And it's something that we do have to take on, even though it is a hard decision.
So what can we do as the adult child?
Well, it's a really tough decision-making process, and a lot of times the person with memory loss doesn't have the insight or the ability to realize they can't drive, or even the older person who's frail doesn't know it either. So I would say first you have to have the hard conversation. You might enlist the help of your healthcare provider, and then it would be good to set a date when it will begin, along with a plan B. How will you fill in that gap for someone driving? And this might mean hiring someone to be available, reducing access to the car, having an adult child or a grandchild step in. There's a lot of different ways to do it, and it really has to be evaluated case by case, depending on the level of urgency.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brangman.
You're welcome.